Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have Cheryl Myers with us, who is the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education. And we're going to talk about diabetes. I wanted to initially talk a little bit about the fact that a lot of people call me or ask me, you know, what are the leading things to help with that? And of course, you know, the biggest thing, the really big thing for particularly the type 2, there's type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is basically where you're not producing the insulin. You have problems with the production of insulin. The islets, a longer horn in your pancreas, are not producing the insulin that needs to be produced. Sometimes called juvenile onset diabetes. Cheryl, what else is it called, type 1?
Well, mostly it's called type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
And some people say, you know, there's been some research that shows it's an autoimmune disease. So it's very,
yes,
very different than type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is also much less common. When you look at diabetes as a whole, about 10% of it or less is type 1,
right,
and the rest of it is type 2.
I've also been reading, and I know Susie Cohen put out an article, but I was also reading that antibiotics can kick in type 1 diabetes or interfere with type 2, which is type 2 diabetes is where you're producing the insulin, but you have insulin resistant and your body's not really able to metabolize the insulin, and the sugars just aren't working well together. Not to get real scientific on it, but that's kind of what's going on there. And
with enough time, you can also start to see some decreases in the amount of insulin even being produced.
Yes, it's kind of a circular,
mm-hmm,
right. There's a back and forth there, as with all hormones and so forth in your body. They're all tied together. And like even with the thyroid, when you start doing the levothyroxine or the Synthroid with your thyroid, then your thyroid kind of gets a little bit lazy too and can kind of slow up or slow down. We've seen that also. And I think we've talked about that before, the iodine and how important that is. But today we're going to be talking about diabetes. And one of the other big thing is, you know, and I think it's very, very important, is if you are overweight. I had a good friend that was way overweight. He lost the weight. He was actually so critical, he was having to take insulin shots. And once he lost the weight, he no longer had diabetes. He no longer had to take insulin. He hated the shots. I think that's kind of what spurred him on. And now he's a runner, and he's in excellent shape, excellent health. But, I mean, it's a big job. He had a lot. I think he was like 320, and he needed to get down around 200. So, I mean, he was way overweight, and it's hard to lose weight. The other leading product that I've seen that's really good for diabetes, and a lot of people really have, I even had type 1 diabetics reduce their insulin, which I was really amazed, because again, you know, you basically have an autoimmune and you're not producing the insulin, but it is vitamin D. And there was a study in China on that. And vitamin D is extremely effective in helping. So you always want to get your vitamin D levels checked, make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. It's very inexpensive, very easy to take. And it's very beneficial. Not only does it help with diabetes, it helps with your skin, your immune system, helps with cancer. And of course, we know vitamin D is essential for bones. And there's a number of other things that it's very, very good for, and positive even for some chronic diseases and illnesses like MS. They're finding that individuals that have, you know, MS, a lot of times, particularly in women, that they're low in vitamin D. The other one, the one that's been around for quite a while, and I've even used it, it's great for sugar spikes, is cinnamon. And I particularly like a cinnamon oil, and I like Red Hots and so forth, so I buy a product that I can put under my tongue or chew on, and it's like eating a Red Hot. And it works very rapidly. So, and I've seen it in action. Sometimes you get lethargic or dizzy, or you're just kind of feeling off your game, you're tired. And you take a cinnamon, and if it is really your blood sugar, I'm not a big person to do a lot of testing because I know my body well enough to know what's going on. But I take a cinnamon one or two after a meal, or if I have had a lot of carbs, like a real heavy meal, maybe even a little bit later, 20 minutes, half an hour after a meal, or you could take it with the meal, and that really helps. I see the cinnamon more as helping with the spikes, but there's something new. Not really new, because Cheryl and I were talking off air. It's been around for, what did you say, about 60 years?
Yes, absolutely. It's been developed, and it's been a natural product in Germany for 60 years, not quite, but almost 60 years, for balancing blood sugar levels. In fact, when you're in Germany, they have a different classification system for medications,
right.
And they don't have a classification like herbal medicine like we do in the United States. So this would be, in Germany, they sell it as something like what we would call an over-the-counter drug,
right.
Where doctors recommend it, but you don't have to have a
particular
prescription for it, and then you go to the pharmacy and you pick it up.
Wow. Well, let's talk first a little bit about what this is. It's Intonia latiflora. Is that correct? Okay.
It is. It's probably an herb that your listeners have never heard of before.
Right. And it's been around for 60 years in Europe. I think we're so slow here in the U.S. We were talking about that. It's... I don't understand it. Well, I kind of do. I think sometimes it's a lot of things are money driven. So, and that's kind of scary. But it's been used for many years in Central America and Mexico, and I guess it's sold over in the marketplaces. And it comes from a tree that grows in the desert.
Yeah, and it grows in the harshest of harsh.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Sometimes those plants, you know, they have to develop certain kinds of phytonutrients to protect themselves in these harsh environments, and sometimes those phytonutrients transfer their benefits to us. So it's a large shrub or a small tree that grows in the dry regions of Mexico and Central America. It's been used as a tonic, an overall tea and tonic, but it was German science that became very interested in this plant and the polyphenols that are a part of this plant. And so they started to work on this many decades ago. They brought it to Germany to look at what is it specifically that can play a role with blood sugar. And they found a specific compound, a polyphenol compound called cutaragenin. And the cutaragenin had these tremendous benefits, and they started to do clinical studies. So there's several published clinical studies specifically on this type of Intonia extract. So they start with the raw herb, but they take out this cutaragenin, and they have purified it and clinically tested it and found it to be highly effective as for people with type 2 diabetes.
Well, I've actually tried the product, and I was so amazed. Again, it's kind of weird because I took it for about a month or so, and then I realized that I really didn't even need to take it. We can't claim a cure or anything, but it was so phenomenal. I mean, I haven't taken it for quite a while, and last time I had my blood checked at the doctor, my A1C and my blood sugar there, I was like, am I having problems? And they're like, no, you're fine. Your blood sugar is perfect. And it wasn't before. I was having issues. So I don't know. I mean, I've seen this before with herbal products. And getting back a little bit to plants being stressed, and we know this with essential oils, people that are into the aromatherapy, people that are into the healing herbs. When plants are stressed, they produce a lot of unique compounds. So I wasn't really surprised when I was reading and studying about this that the Intonia comes from an environment that's very harsh and rough, and it produces some really specific, polyphenols. And what is the main one here? Because I know curcumin
is... It's a hard one to pronounce. It's cutaragenin.
Cutaragenin.
And so the dosage that they used in the clinical trials was about 20 milligrams with each meal. So it's not a very high dose. But what they found is this concentrated purified cutaragenin can reduce fasting blood sugars by 23-24%. It can reduce postprandial, meaning how quickly your blood sugar returns to normal after you eat a meal. So it reduces postprandial about 24%.
Wow.
But more importantly still is there's this measure called hemoglobin A1C.
Yes.
And I always say, when I'm talking to patients, I say a fasting blood sugar is like a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you what's going on at that exact second. If you take a picture of a lady and she's jumping in the air, and you can't say to yourself, based on this picture, this lady can fly.
Right.
This lady's feet never touch the ground because she's in the air.
She's in the air. She's flying. Right.
She's in the air. She's flying. So you cannot base your entire judgment on a single snapshot. The hemoglobin A1C is like a video. So it shows you what's been going on for at least 4 weeks into the past.
Right.
It shows you what levels of glycation, which means a reaction of your blood to the high levels of sugar in your bloodstream.
Right.
And the higher the hemoglobin A1C, the poorer your blood sugar control over the past 28, 35 days, something like that. So I think that they are all important things to utilize, but you need to start to put this together to get a fuller picture of what's going on with the person as far as their health is concerned. So when I look at reductions in hemoglobin A1C by 10 or 11% after just a couple months of use. That's just absolutely tremendous.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is.
There's so many diseases associated with it. Diabetes, because when you have type 2 diabetes, you have higher than normal levels of sugar in your bloodstream. And that irritates the heck out of the inside of your blood.
It's inflammatory, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we know lots of people who have type 2 diabetes, especially those with poor blood sugar control, start to notice eyesight changes.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Well, it's because the retina of the eye, the place where vision occurs in the eye, is fed by a tiny, tiny network of blood vessels.
The capillaries.
And if you start to have a lot of inflammation in those tiniest of tiny blood vessels, they start to get clogged up and they start to collapse. And then if enough of them do that, a whole area of the retina
starts
dies.
Starving, right.
It's not being fed anymore.
Right.
So when we look at one of the number one causes of preventable blindness in America, it has to do with type 2 diabetes. So keeping that blood sugar under extremely good control can help to prevent blindness, can help to prevent cardiovascular complications, can help to reduce stroke risk and TIAs and cognitive changes. It can help to reduce kidney disease. The number one cause of kidney transplant is damage to the kidneys caused by diabetes.
You've got
so
the
when we
fine capillaries there, too. I mean, you've got that exchange of blood and the, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when we look at bringing down the hemoglobin A1C, if you can bring it down 1 point, you can dramatically reduce some of these other diseases that are associated with high blood sugar levels. So I'm really enthusiastic about finding something that does not have serious adverse effects that can make a real difference in blood sugar balance in people's lives and has clinical studies to back it up and has been on the market for a long time in Europe. So we know how it works, and we know when it works, and when it's best to use it, and we have lots and lots of data on it. That's a great win-win-win situation for being able to introduce it to the United States for the very first time.
Right, and how long has it been out? I don't think it's been out for a really long time, has it?
No, several months.
Okay,
several months. So it's relatively recent.
We brought it in right away. We've had it at Merryman for ever since it was first brought in this year. So it's a really new product. And again, I tried it. The other thing that you didn't mention that we will talk about probably on the next show is the fact that, you know, if you have if you have diabetes, you also can start damaging your nerves. And I know a lot of diabetics end up with neuropathy, and they have a lot of issues with that. I mean, they get the tingling in their hands and their feet. And then the other one that's really scary is, you know, you talked about cardiovascular circulation. Their circulation gets poor, the capillaries get damaged, and then they start losing circulation to their feet. And I know a lot of people, in fact, I had a good friend that was having some serious issues and had to have some of his toes amputated. And then he got an infection, and then he ended up dying. And in fact, saw him.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I saw him 3 or 4 days before he passed away. And he was up and around, and he was feeling good, but he got some horrible infection that took him down really fast.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I was shocked because it's like, I just talked to him, you know, just a few days ago. And he wasn't feeling really good, but he thought he was on the mend. And so it's something you don't want to play around with. And that's the other thing too, is I noticed in reading this, it also, and again, I've talked to a lot of customers and they're really amazed. Tell me a little bit about the hypoglycemia. You know, the drops in blood sugar, this also is very stabilizing, isn't it?
It surely is. Now, if somebody has hypoglycemia that's caused by adrenal dysfunction or something else,
this is
not the product for them. But
right.
There's a kind of hypoglycemia called reactive hypoglycemia.
Mm-hmm.
And hypoglycemia is just a fancy word meaning low blood sugar.
Right.
So what happens is, you know, when we, let's say we eat a candy bar on an empty stomach, and so we eat this candy bar.
And that happens
a
lot.
Pardon me?
That happens a lot with some people.
Those
getting their chocolate. My wife loves chocolate, and she'll eat a chocolate bar pretty quick.
So let's say we eat a big chocolate bar on an empty stomach, and all of a sudden we got all the sugar coming into the bloodstream. Now, sugar can't drive itself. Sugar needs a driver. So the insulin drives the cab that picks up the sugar and carries it to the cell.
I love your analogies.
And when you get to the cell,
right?
When you get, it's like driving them home. So you drive it to the house.
Sure.
Well, you have to open the garage door. So you got a garage door opener. So when we're looking at the development of type 2 diabetes, it's not just about how many sugar passengers there are. It's about how well the garage door opener works, too. Because if the garage door only opens half the time, or if it only opens halfway, you're going to start to see some problems with sugar accumulating in the bloodstream because it can't get in, it can't pull into the driveway. So what we want to look at with somebody who just ate a great big old chocolate bar, the body, because the body developed in Stone Age times, misjudges based on the sugar that's there. So it senses all the sugar coming at it, and so it thinks that you've just eaten this huge six-course meal because all the sugar is suddenly on board.
Right, it's so unusual. So, right.
So it releases this huge amount of taxicab fleet. So all this insulin's
and you have a traffic jam.
Right, so it goes around and it picks up all of the sugar that's hanging around. But because the pancreas made a mistake, because it didn't understand that it was just a candy bar, it's not a seven-course meal, now it's got too much insulin in the bloodstream. You've picked up too many passengers and driven them home, and now you have low blood sugar. And what's the first thing that happens when you have low blood sugar? You get hungry, and sometimes you crave sweets.
Yes.
You crave carbohydrates.
It's almost an addiction thing going on there, isn't it?
Right. So if you look at individuals who fast for an entire day, they will experience less hunger and less blood sugar changes than somebody that you let have three candy bars throughout the day. So when you eat that amount of sugar, when you eat a huge volume of sugar, it drives the blood sugar down, ironically, because you've overproduced insulin, and then you get hungry again, and then you go grab another candy bar, and then you start right back up on the roller coaster. So that's called reactive hypoglycemia. And I use candy bars, but for a lot of people, it's almost any kind of carbohydrate.
Right. It makes sense. Yeah.
Right. So there's people, I bet you there's folks in your audience that notice if I eat a salad for lunch, I don't get so tired in the afternoon. But if I eat a hamburger for lunch with a big roll and a portion of French fries, I get really tired in the afternoon.
Yeah, the carbs get you later. They're slower.
Right, the carbs get you, and you overproduce insulin. You take the blood sugar down too low. You get tired. Sometimes you get cranky. Some people are calling that hangry, combination of hungry and angry.
Uh-huh.
They get hangry, and they start craving food. They're hungry again. So that's another thing that this product can do, this Hintonia latiflora with the cutaragenin, is that it can help to balance that out so you don't get those wild swings. So it is quite useful in reactive hypoglycemia.
Is there, again, I kind of felt like there was a healing property going on with this, unlike, some of the drugs can actually be kind of rough on your digestive system. This particular product, I felt like it had, because I ended up not taking it. I guess that's rare and unusual, but obviously it's going to help with the sugar spikes, maybe calm all of this situation down. Is that kind of what's going on?
Well, it could well be. It could be that you've got some residual benefits, even though you're no longer using the product. It could be that for you it was healing. But most of the studies, they were not looking at healing. They were looking at getting blood sugar
control.
More even keel and back under control.
Right.
And the way that it does that is that, number one, is that it helps to improve those garage door openers.
Uh-huh.
So that they work better, so the sugar doesn't keep circulating around in the bloodstream. If sugar stays in the bloodstream too long, it gets turned, the body says, well, I guess you're not going into any cells, you're not going home, so I'm going to put you in the storage form. And the storage form of sugar is fat. So if you have high blood sugars and you can't get that sugar into your cells to be burned as energy, it gets turned into the storage form of energy.
So
you're going to start to gain weight. A lot of people say, well, you gain weight and you get type 2 diabetes. A lot of experts say, no, you start to have type 2 diabetic changes and then all of a sudden you start to gain weight.
Okay.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? More research is needed, but I think it's an intriguing thought that if we can do a better job of keeping those blood sugars where they need to be, which is enough in the bloodstream to keep us going, enough in our cells for our cells to function normally and do what our cells are supposed to do, but that less will be available to be turned into fat.
Well, that's that's what I'm thinking is, you got all these people that can't get in the garage, so you're going to have a pile of people out in the yard, and that's going to be the fat. So it kind of works up. Scientifically, I was looking into this a little bit. Hintonia inhibits alpha-glucosidase. Is that how you pronounce that? That's the enzyme that releases sugar from foods, particularly carbs. So it inhibits
It slows it down. It's not a total inhibitor.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the other one that's a really active ingredient, I guess, that and that's what you're talking about, the cutaraginin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also found in, I guess, bark extracts, or that's where they get it from, is the bark extract?
Yes.
Okay, and you really want to look for a standardized form, and are there any other companies besides Europharma that have a product that contains these ingredients?
No, I'm not aware of any. No.
I'm not either.
We looked around because we thought, wow, this is such an amazing botanical medicine.
Uh-huh.
Let's look around and see if anybody else, and we're not aware of anyone else who is carrying a product that is based on this cutaraginin from Hinhonia latiflora. And we do have an arrangement with the producers in Germany to carry their branded product. In Germany, it's called Sucontrol D.
Okay.
And so we are exclusive in our ability to be able to bring that into the American market. So very, very interesting. Lots of clinical studies on this. Raw material that makes a real difference in people's lives. That one of the nice studies that I particularly liked was an 8-month-long study.
Wow.
Now, the reason I like that is, as you well know, when we're looking at natural medicines and dietary supplements, it's rare that people have the resources to keep a study going for 8 months.
Right,
the studies
right.
are really expensive. But
they are.
This group did this research of 8 months, and that what they found is that, and they were looking at different parameters associated with diabetes. So, you know, when you have diabetes, you can also have gastrointestinal changes because of the circulatory and nerve impairment to the gut. So people can end up with a lot of digestive discomfort. They can end up with loose stools. They can end up with constipation that are related to their diabetes. There's people who have a lot of itching sensations on their skin with diabetes. There's people that have some other abnormal sensations. So they looked at a lot of these symptom profiles, and they noticed that no matter how long they took the product, there were improvements. So it's not a case where you take the product for a month and that's as good as it's going to get. Even at 8 months,
so
the difference between 6 months and 8 months, there were still improvements. So that makes me feel that we don't know when you achieve optimal wellness using this product, because even with an almost year-long study, we saw continuous improvements. In fact, by 8 months, those symptoms that I just mentioned to you were reduced by over, 74-75%.
Well, you know, Cheryl, maybe that's what happened with me, only it's been just a few months since I quit taking it. But I'm still, my doctors and everything that I go to are saying that, my blood sugar is just fine. And it just really amazes me. So maybe I got the healing in 30. You know me. I'm a health nut. I do everything
right.
I can.
You're doing lots of stuff too.
Stay 100% right.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, maybe I don't know. I was just so amazed with this because now, again, this particular product is one of those that I didn't really feel anything different other than it relieved my symptoms that I was getting. You know, the dizziness and the fatigue and that kind of stuff. You know, you get kind of sleepy and tired. So I would take it right after the meal or right, near the end of the meal. And I didn't know. Now, with cinnamon, you can almost kind of feel within, 5 or 10 minutes. But with this particular product, particularly if you take it with a meal, you feel normal. And I was so amazed with that. I mean, you don't have any of the symptoms, and you don't have the jitters or anything else. You don't get any other side. There's no side effects. It's just the what we call the side benefits, which we see a lot of times in our industry, which is all the time pretty much. And that's what I really love. So it was one of these things. I took it and it relieved my symptoms, and then all of a sudden I find out that it basically took care of my blood sugar issues. And then I thought, maybe I don't need to take it. And I haven't taken it for quite some time. Now, if I would start, feeling funny again, I would start taking it again. But, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's kind of where I'm at. The other question that I get asked a lot, too, is, say you are on insulin or say you're on a prescription drug for your blood sugar. And a lot of times, customers will start with a supplement and then reduce their drug, or start with an herb and reduce their drug, working with their doctor. How does this product, are there any side effects as far as an interaction with a prescription drug they may be taking? How does a person switch over? Can you kind of tell me how that's done?
Well, that's a really good question, and there's several categories of type 2 diabetes. There's type 2 diabetes, and then there's what they call pre-diabetes.
Right.
And pre-diabetes is when you're in that range of your fasting blood sugar is more than 100 but less than 125.
Right, you're not critical yet. Right.
So the ideal time to intervene is if your blood sugar's creeping up and your doctor says, wow, if diet changes don't work, we're going to have to start talking about drugs.
That was me,
The ideal time to get on board.
Okay.
If you've had type 2 diabetes for a while and you're on an oral drug, mm-hmm. or you're on insulin, which sometimes people are on one or both,
right?
There is one of the studies that showed that they use the Succontrol D along with oral anti-diabetic agents and also mm-hmm. in people who were on insulin and in people who were on both. Now, remember, this study was overseen by doctors.
Right.
And they were monitoring people's blood sugars every single day. But they did not see any adverse interactions with either the oral drugs or with the insulin. However, 50% of the people in the study were able to reduce or eliminate the dosage of what they were using and use Hentonia on its own to help control their blood sugars.
That's amazing.
So the proper way to do this, if you think that you want to try some natural interventions to help you get your blood sugar under control, is if you already are on these medications, you're probably testing your blood sugars fairly frequently.
Right, right.
So work with your doctor and say, I want to try this, and then start keeping track of your blood sugars every single day. And then after they have dropped 10 or 20%, call your doctor and say, can we experiment with a lower dosage of my medication?
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
See what you can do. Yeah. See if you can get to the point where you've got excellent blood sugar control without medication, or maybe you're able to cut your medicine in half. Or maybe you're able to reduce it by two-thirds. But whatever the case may be, get to the most optimal place you can get using these other interventions.
That's phenomenal. And the thing is, you know, I've been telling my customers, you know, you got to work with your doctor on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have been telling them, you know, you've got to watch your blood sugar. And a lot of people, you know, I just talked to a customer the other day, they take their blood sugar 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. So they're really kind of, you know, after the meals and so forth. So they're really kind of watching it. And
well, they would know changes right away.
Right. Well, I think we're going to run out of time here, and which is a good thing. Cheryl, thank you for all this wonderful information. Now, we talked a little bit about neuropathy. We've got a product called Healthy Feet and Nerves that we'll talk about next time, but I wanted to add in real quickly that this product, the Hentonia, comes with other added supplements and so forth. So we can help you out at Merry Man. And Cheryl, thank you so much.
You are welcome. I always enjoy doing your show.
Oh, thank you.